Labor and community leaders are hailing the defeat of the recall as a turning point as we head into yet another divisive election year. Max Arias is director of Service Employees International Union Local 99 and a board member of SEIU California.
Last night's victory was a victory for working people. And more importantly, a victory powered by working people. Working people are square in the eye of the incredible dangers facing our state, the pandemic, and the daunting challenges of climate change, racism, and inequality. We knew we had to turn back one of these threats, the recall, so that we could continue making progress addressing the others.
In a virtual news conference, Arias and other labor and community leaders outlined what they describe as the most massive field campaign in nearly a decade, with more than 31 million phone calls and knocking on more than 1.5 million doors, an effort they say turned the tide. Steve Smith is Communications Director for the California Labor Federation.
The labor movement here in California unleashed one of our largest field programs in history to defeat this recall.
He says California's progress was at risk in the recall on things such as COVID protections for workers, minimum wage, immigrant rights, and health care. Like Governor Gavin Newsom, Smith framed the recall as a choice between progressive Democratic policies and Trump Republicans.
The Republican Party, no matter who is running, is the party of Donald Trump.
Smith says the labor community campaign led to a seismic shift that culminated in a landslide victory, and he's looking to continue that kind of effort going forward.
This massive outreach program is not going to be a one-off. This is how we build lasting power for the state of California. We're engaging the thousands of volunteers we had in this campaign for the 2022 elections. We'll engage them on legislative fights for good policy that lifts up workers. And we'll engage them to protect California's progress on COVID and from future attacks like this recall.
Meanwhile, some Democratic state lawmakers are looking at reforming the recall system itself. State Senator Steve Glazer of Contra Costa says it's time to reevaluate and update California's nearly 110-year-old recall process.
I believe Californians want accountability from their leaders, which the recall process provides. But they don't want this partisan manipulation where a small minority can force an election.
Glazer is chair of the Senate Elections and Constitutional Amendments Committee. He was joined in a news conference by Democratic Senator Mark Berman of Menlo Park, the chair of the Assembly Committee on Elections. Berman says the recall rules are ripe for abuse, creating the possibility of replacing an elected governor with someone who gets fewer votes.
We need to create a system where a small minority of Californians can't create can't initiate a recall that the California taxpayers spend almost $300 million on, and that frankly distracts and really has an impact on our ability to govern for 9 months.
The lawmakers say they'll hold committee hearings on the recall process later this year, with an eye to putting a reform measure on the ballot in 2022. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.